So, Ian, if people are really nervous about driving in bad weather conditions, particularly snow and ice, what can they do?
You need to be comfortable in the task that you're doing. So if you are really not happy about making a particular journey, the advice would be don't make it. We get to the stage where the authorities will tell us and the police will give out the guidance, don't make that journey unless you have to. I'd listen to them. I mean, I know a very good friend of mine who's really unhappy in driving on ice and snow, and I would give the same advice that I gave to her, and that is take some training. You know, we do, for example, skid avoidance training. And it's worth saying, when you go out on the snow and on the ice, the car does not have to skid. It's going to be something you do that makes it skid. And we can provide the training and give you the advice and information whereby you can make the journey from A to B if you have to, and you won't get into trouble because it's all about what you do, which we'll talk about a little bit later, I know. But essentially, yeah, make sure you're prepared. And if you haven't had the training and you're not comfortable, yeah, perhaps get someone else to drive or make the journey the next day, if that's possible.
And what kind of courses do you run? So how long are they? And
There's a whole range. We do a specific course for young drivers because, again, we're not taught skid avoidance training when we learn to drive. And we have a package called Tread for our younger drivers that includes the skid awareness training. That only costs £25, and it's a series of workshops which cover all sorts of issues, not just about winter driving. But there is a skid session at the beginning and the end of that course. And it's a really good way of getting advice to young people. It sort of fills in the gaps that we have when we become fully qualified drivers, because the learner system doesn't teach us everything. So Tread is great. Any other driver out there, I mean, we do specific courses for older drivers, but in many cases, older drivers don't need to travel in these weather conditions. They can choose not to. But for you and I, when we're driving about, be it for work or getting to family commitments or whatever it might be, we can provide driver training that will keep you out of trouble and will give you the confidence to tackle those weather conditions.
And how can people find out about these courses?
If you just go to the County Council website, the www.norfolk.gov.uk/roadsafety, that'll take you to the road safety pages and you can easily find your way to the driving courses. All the information's there.
Okay, and assuming that you're now assuming you're on the road and you've got into a situation where you're in trouble, you feel that you can't go on any further. What do you do in that situation?
If you find yourself absolutely stuck, and that could be flooding, it could be snow, for example, or it could be, a tree falls into the road and your vehicle gets caught up in that, it is a case, if things are that dire, don't hesitate to call the emergency services. You don't want to be stuck on a road somewhere, hoping somebody comes along and hoping somebody turns up to dig you out. Carry a mobile phone. If you know where you are, that's of huge benefit, rather than saying I'm somewhere between Swaffham and Dereham. That's not entirely helpful. So a bit of navigational sense helps there. But yeah, make sure you have your breakdown card with you. So if the vehicle just stops, you can phone up your AA, RAC or Green Flag or whoever to come and get you out. But if you are absolutely stuck in, you end up in the snowdrift and you think, yes, I'm a danger to other road users, or potentially I'm at risk here, phone the emergency services. They do not mind that sort of call. And they may not come out themselves. It may not be a police vehicle that turns up, but they may dispatch a breakdown company to come and help you out. Again, they have those contacts to get the right person to the right place.